Hey. Hey, quiet down over there. You're trying to podcast. Hey, welcome to Jether's Random Stuff.
Well, welcome everybody.
We are a podcast for random shit.
Yes, and we are coming at you from the Great Wolf Lodge.
Yes, we are.
Isn't it in Centralia?
Chehalis?
Yeah. Centralia.
Oh, I was right the first try.
I think you're right. We do have two teenage girls in here that are...
They're very noisy right now.
Noisy and kind of crazy and weird right now. So if anyone saw the Facebook Live earlier today, or I guess this isn't coming out till Friday. If anyone saw our Facebook Live...
Yes, from last Friday.
From Sunday.
Oh, yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
My days are all...
doing the bucket.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I didn't quite get to see the impact because the camera was getting splashed with the water.
Yeah, Kobe wasn't aware of that her phone is waterproof.
I did not know that. My child told me that later.
Yes.
My phone is
waterproof. And she did try to make me do it again, but I vetoed.
I know. I thought you might want to, you know, for the sake of our listeners, actually, you know.
They saw it.
Do it again.
They saw it.
They saw you all drenched and wet.
I was drenched before the damn bucket came down.
Yeah, it's a wet place in there. It's very
It's what does it say? What does it say? Drench zone or
what?
Flood zone? What the hell?
Oh yeah, I think so.
Something.
Floods. Oh.
Or drench. I don't know.
I think it's splash zone. Is it splash zone?
It might be a splash zone.
Okay. Yeah, but anyways, there's a lot of water coming out from every nook and cranny in that place.
You know, my favorite part were the people laying on the ground. And then I probably had like a 5-year-old standing next to me all excited about getting there because I had the primo spot.
Who did?
You know?
You did. You were sitting there right there.
Yep, I made sure.
You made sure that you were going to get completely soaking wet. You did. Right. You did it what you said you were going to do. So
I really did that,
that's
guys.
Awesome.
That was all for you guys.
So we've been here at the Great Wolf Lodge. This is our third day here. Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Sorry.
We came a scrapbooking retreat. 3 days of scrapbooking. It was Heather's first one, and she did awesome. She was a scrapbooking natural.
I mean, not the first day. I'm trying to see what this thing says. Anyway.
I think that you are a natural at the scrapbooking.
Well, I appreciate that.
You caught on super fast.
We get into the class. We get our packet of stuff, and then we get going on our first project, and it is this very intricate pole book that slides and...
Yeah.
Things are just going and popping in every direction.
You'll have to demonstrate. I'll record you demonstrating it.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it.
It's pretty amazing, actually.
But that was my first scrapbooking thing that wasn't basically put everything out for me and babysit me and tell me where everything goes. And I remember the lady saying, you know, okay, she must have talked like 100 miles per hour. It wasn't the normal teacher that teaches most of it.
Yeah.
But she's very fast. My favorite was when she's like, okay, does anybody need more time? And I'd raise my hand. A couple other people raise their hands. And then she would say, well, okay, don't worry. I'll give you plenty of time. Plenty of time. And then we're talking 5 seconds later. We were saying, okay, guys, I'll give you a few more seconds.
A few more seconds.
I'm like, dude, I only got 8 extra seconds.
You can't really do anything in a few seconds.
No, you really, really, really can't. So
but
I'm just...
You caught up.
I caught up. That was the nemesis of the whole weekend, though, that first project.
That was the hardest. They even said that was the hardest project of the whole weekend.
And okay. So, oh, it said dump zone.
Dump zone. Gotcha.
That's what I had to fucking stand over there, you guys. This dump zone. And I didn't even want to... You know, I wasn't even going to get in the full suit of this thing. I had a swimsuit on. But I didn't even bother to take that cover up off because there was just no point.
You're like, I don't care.
I was out.
And, right. then as soon as she got drenched, she was gone.
Instantly?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. You're like, I'm out of here. Done with this shit. So, yeah. But we've been enjoying all the other things in the Great Wolf Lodge. They have neon glow in the dark
mini golf, which I got a hole in one on the first hole.
You did.
Without cheating.
Without even cheating.
Then I proceeded to get a hole in one on almost every other one.
Yeah, you did. Well, but and then cheating. There was the one where you laid on the ground and shot the golf balls like pool balls with the end of your golf club.
That was some cool shit right there. And I did that for everybody's balls. I mean, I helped everybody get their balls in the hole.
You did. You helped everyone with their balls. And we even found an extra one.
I mean, everybody needs an extra ball.
Yeah.
Because not everybody has two.
So we've been having a good time here. We're aware that last Friday was a storm, Area 51.
They can't stop us all. We're going to see them as aliens.
And we've been kind of watching it closely. Yes. Waiting for news about the aliens.
Well, they didn't see any.
No. And
very tame.
It was very tame, and it seemed kind of lame, actually, after all that buildup.
Wasn't it Alien Fest or something
it
like that?
It was Alien...
Alien stock.
Alien stock.
Was what they called it.
Yeah.
It was in a small town called Rachel.
Which has, what, 50 people?
40 to 50 residents. And yeah, only one... Yeah. They didn't even say what the business was. But they only have one business in the city limits.
Must be like a restaurant or something.
I would assume a gas station.
Oh, maybe a gas
station.
Slash
restaurant.
There you go.
Truck Combo. Stop.
Combo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're right there by Area 51. And so that's where the base was. But it was very tame, they said. Even the founder of this whole thing with that Facebook page that tried to start it all didn't go.
No.
He bowed out on September 9th.
Yeah. Because he thought it was going to be too big. And
it wasn't.
He wanted to be responsible.
It seems like what we've read, because there's multiple different statements from by people. But we're going by CNN.
Mm-hmm.
About 75 showed up for the first day. But throughout the weekend, there was about 3,000 people.
And I think they expected, what, 50,000?
5,000 to 75,000, or no, 25,000. 5,000 to 25,000 people is what they thought. I mean, originally, there was millions.
But it kept going down, and they actually only got about 3,000.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
And they didn't really even storm it. A couple people went up to the fence.
So the most exciting thing is what they said there was like two arrests or three arrests, but only one actually stayed in there, and that was a guy for indecent exposure for peeing on the gate.
On the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then the one lady tried the army crawl under. I'm embellishing on the army crawl because I just think it sounds cooler. But they said she literally was trying to crawl underneath the gate. And I'm assuming the gate's pretty low if it's for a military base.
Yeah.
So I would assume army crawling sounds about right.
And they have people that right there like patrolling and watching.
So she was detained but released.
Okay.
How many other were there? Those are the main two arrests, I think.
Yeah, the rest of it was just they said one alcohol related incident.
Oh yes, probably had to go in the drunk tank for the night.
Yeah, so that was it. That was the highlight of Storm Area 51.
They did have reinforcements.
Yeah,
police, but they were. It sounds like it was all friendly. They were taking selfies and with the alien fest people, alien stock people.
They thought it was hilarious.
They all were dressed up with their little tin hats and their little alien outfits.
Yeah.
Now, would it be all right if you were to go to one of those things and dress up like Star Trek or Star Wars? Because, I mean, maybe not. Maybe you'd have to dress up as an alien like Chewbacca or something.
You could. I don't see why not.
Or like Captain Spock.
I wonder if this thing is going to become like an annual event.
Well, it sounds like the townspeople didn't make a lot of money off of it.
Oh.
But it could be something cool.
Maybe
for that.
Maybe the town would grow past its, 50 residents.
They just might.
And they could have more people, and it could be like a thing.
It could be like a thing. So let's see. We've done, the girls have done some cool stuff. I mean, the water park scene here is pretty cool looking.
It's all indoor.
If you like the water.
Yeah. If you like water parks, Heather does not.
No.
It's completely indoor. It's very warm, and they're almost too
warm. It is a little too warm, I think. Mm-hmm. I had a hard time cooling off after that. Yeah. Like I actually took a cold shower.
Oh, did you?
Up here.
Yeah, it's almost just too warm. But when you first go in, it kind of feels good. The only bad part is that their hot tub is out of order the weekend that we're here. It's actually going to be working again and open the day we leave. Or no, the day after we leave. So that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
So no hot tub for us.
No.
But the water park is pretty cool. I went down a whole bunch of slides with Megan's friend who's here with us also. And so that was really fun.
Well, I went and did quests.
Yeah. So here at the Great Wolf Lodge, you can get a magic wand that actually does things.
Yes.
And you have magi quests and things that you have to do with your wand. And so it's pretty fun.
It was. It was really fun to walk around and have things light up. Nothing blew up, unfortunately.
Nope.
I was kind of hoping to do my, what is it, abracadabra.
Abracadabra?
No, that's the killing curse I was just saying. Avra?
I think abracadabra.
Uh-huh. Abracadabra. Yeah. That's from Harry Potter.
You wanted to kill somebody?
Yeah, there was a couple people.
Not going to lie.
Not going to lie. Well, yeah. Probably not. I probably would have just done with a stupefy.
Because they're, yeah, that would have worked.
That's a stunning spell. I probably wouldn't do the Avra.
Yeah.
Just a stupefy.
Because we are at a place with, you know, an indoor water park, wand quests, an arcade, indoor neon mini golf.
And probably about one stores. Fucking million kids.
There's a million children here.
And they just run up and down the hallways, even though we're on the eighth floor and there's nothing fun to do up here. But why the fuck are they up here?
Well, the questing thing they do is on floors 1 through 5.
Yeah, not 8.
But they're running around screaming like all day, every day. And that's like.
And you would think in a hotel that is designed for a billion zillion freaking little kids.
Yeah.
They would make the walls not paper thin.
Right.
And they do charge you so much money for these rooms.
They do. It's not cheap to stay here.
Here's a great thing. We ordered this wind down service.
Oh.
For one thing, the wind down service. Have you ever done that where you go to the restaurant? You see this amazing picture of this item you're going to eat because it looks so fucking delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it looks like the best thing you're ever going to have in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You order it. It comes. And you actually ask the waitress, no, I wanted the one in the picture. And she goes, oh, that's what you got. It don't look anything like the picture.
No.
You're highly disappointed. You wish you would have gone with your staple of chicken fingers and fries.
Well, something similar happened to us.
Yeah, it really did.
After a whole day of scrapbooking.
Like literally all day.
Literally like 12 hours.
Of scrapbooking.
We saw this thing called a wine down service, which meant they would bring you wine and some snacks up to your room. They would deliver it.
It looked amazing, too.
And the picture was so good. It looked so delicious.
I swear to God, there was three things we were supposed to get, Kobe.
I know.
And I can't remember, and we only got two things.
Yeah. So we ordered the wine down service, and they ask you what kind of wine you want and stuff and what time you want it delivered to your room.
It makes sense.
So we said between 9 and 9:30.
Meaning it's not supposed to come until 9 or 9:30.
Yeah, in between those two times that you said that you wanted it here. So we finish our scrapbooking. We make sure we get back to our room just a little bit before 9.
Oh, yes.
Because we don't want to miss it. So the girls are up here in the room.
By the way, they're 16.
Both of them are 16. And we get here and they say, oh, they delivered some wine for you. And we said, well, what do you mean? They already brought it up. Yep. I said, and they left a bottle of wine with two 16-year-old girls without asking if there was someone in the room that was of legal age. Yeah,
here's the kicker, too. It's a twist cap.
It's a twist.
It's not even a cork that they would have to figure
it's
out how to open.
It's not the wine that was in the picture. It's a cheap-ass bottle of wine.
Yep. The strawberries
were... The food we got was chocolate-covered strawberries.
Yes.
The one I ate was
like almost mold. It was like almost
prime.
It was like almost moldy.
It was not good.
Mine was decent.
They brought us two plastic wine glasses.
Do you guys hear that shit? Plastic.
Plastic.
We're talking fucking plastic, you guys.
Like from the dollar store, plastic.
Like when you go to the cheap wedding. Actually, I think I had plastic at mine. But you know,
plastic is good for some stuff.
Not for good wine.
In the picture,
it shows nice glasses.
Nice wine glasses.
And it shows meat and cheese and olives and this awesome spread.
Yeah, and we got you know, gross strawberries, cheap wine, and plastic glasses.
They didn't even put the strawberries on a platter. They were on a plastic fucking platter that I can literally smash with my hand.
It was a paper plate with some Saran wrap over it.
That's exactly what it is. It's probably all molded, too, in there in the fridge because it's probably strawberry juice is soaked right through that shit.
Probably.
It's probably all sticky on everything in there.
Yeah. It was just, like, not what we thought it was going to be, not what we paid for. Totally disappointing.
And luckily, we have responsible girls.
Yeah, because they could have just drank that wine.
Well, and I went and talked to the front desk about it, and they really didn't give a shit.
No.
I don't think we're really endorsing the Great Wolf Lodge well right now.
We're not. Not for that. The wine down service sucked.
The food hasn't been that great.
The food is a little spendy. They have two. It's
extremely expensive.
They have two main restaurants, and they have some other kind of takeout type places. But we've eaten in both of the main restaurants, and it was expensive.
It's not like the grossest food I've ever had in my life.
No, it's mediocre at best.
But it's not worth. I mean, honestly, for two people, $45.
Yeah. For that much,
it's not that good.
It should be a good meal, and it's just mediocre.
Yeah. Like, I enjoyed the McDonald's tonight better.
Yeah, we got McDonald's tonight. We got chicken nuggets, and I got to say, they were super good.
They were. Kobe and I learned something, though. After a whole day of scrapbooking, we don't need a 20-piece nugget.
Each.
We don't even eat more than six nuggets each. We don't need both a large fry. We don't even eat a large fry together.
We thought we were starving, so we bought a ton of freaking, like, we have so many chicken nuggets in here, but we just could not eat them. It was too many nuggets. And the guy at the...
Oh, my God, the guy.
The guy at the drive-thru.
I mean, how many people go through drive-thru and order 80 nuggets?
So we went through the drive-thru because there's four of us. So I said, I want four 20-piece nuggets and four large fries, right?
Yep.
We get up to the window.
And it's a young kid.
It's a young kid. And he says, hey, are you the one that has the 80 nuggets? And I'm like, dude.
Seriously.
You don't have to say it like that. I said, we're not going to eat all 80 nuggets. I mean, we're taking it back for other people. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think he believed us.
He didn't believe us.
He thought we were going to gourd those 80 nuggets.
He did.
We could have played Chubby Bunny, but Chubby, like, with nuggets instead of marshmallows.
What?
We have enough of those. You've never played Chubby Bunny?
No. What is that?
Okay. It's, you put a marshmallow in your mouth. You say Chubby Bunny. You can't swallow the marshmallow.
Okay.
And then you put another marshmallow in your mouth. You say Chubby Bunny. You keep stuffing marshmallows in your mouth until you cannot say Chubby Bunny audibly, meaning people have to understand you saying Chubby Bunny.
To me, that seems like dangerous. Like you could choke.
Yes. There's a chance of that. I have never seen it. Most of the people just end up, you know, gagging out all the marshmallows onto a table. Usually we try to get a garbage can, but that's what I'm saying. We could have seen how many nuggets we could have put in our mouth and said chicken nugget.
We could have said crispy chicken.
Crispy chicken.
And stuff those nuggets in there.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? The night's young. We could still do that.
Megan, how many nuggets are left? Megan, you want to play crispy chicken?
No.
Oh. She doesn't want to do it. No,
Tuesday didn't.
Yeah. We'll make her do it.
you play that up for her, okay? So we can get that going, okay?
Yeah. Don't fall over, sweetheart.
Wait. Did you drink the wine? Is the wine still in the fridge, Megan? Oh. She's telling me to zip it. I can't zip it, Megan. I'm on a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Sorry.
This also means zip it.
She's talking in sign language just zip again, it. And we don't know what she's saying.
Shut up. This is no.
Oh.
Best shut up?
So I could say...
Oh.
I could say no, shut up.
That looks like a duck. Duck. quack, no, quack. Up. Doesn't that?
That it's yeah.
Oh, are you going to teach your mom how to say listen to Linda?
Listen, Linda, in sign language.
We're going to figure it out.
I'll just spell it. I can spell it. Okay.
Okay.
Anywho, we had our nuggets and they were delicious.
Yeah, they really were.
I had buffalo sauce with mine.
And ranch.
And buffalo and ranch together on the chicken nuggets. So good.
Shocking. I had barbecue.
Yeah, shockingly, Heather had barbecue sauce.
The sauces I do in life are barbecue and teriyaki.
Yeah.
I don't even like ketchup.
I like ketchup.
I like ketchup on a Chipotle burger if I don't have salsa.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, yeah. Black bean burger. We're talking veggie burger here.
I love the buffalo sauce, the taste of it. Sometimes it's too spicy, but I still like to eat it because it tastes good, but then my mouth's on fire.
It's fire so good, though.
But it's just, you know, it's one of those things.
I know. There's some good spice.
Yeah.
All right. So then we had our chicken nuggets. And then what did we do after that?
Oh, we did the golfing.
Oh, yes. That was fun.
We tried to go in the photo booth, but it wouldn't take a credit card.
You know, I was really curious how we were going to actually make that photo booth work for basically four adults.
We totally could have done it.
We probably could have done it.
I think we could have worked it out.
We have $3.
But
I don't think you had that five, did you?
Yeah, it was $5.
That's a lot of money for a crappy picture.
I know, right? But we don't have $5, so.
No.
We're going to get a picture.
Let's see.
And then we tried to help the girls quest, but we weren't very good at that. So
no, we went shopping.
We just went to the gift store and bought stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and I still have to get a surprise for Thor.
Oh, that's right. Thor wants a surprise.
Last week we had, I think I shared with everybody on Friday that I was adopting a new family member.
You did.
Mm-hmm. She's home.
Well, she was on our last podcast.
Oh, that's right.
She was there helping with
She's so good.
Yeah.
I'm so in love with my new dog.
Oh.
That's right.
She's a cutie patootie.
She really is.
Yeah. She's a sweet girl.
And she'll calm down in about 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll take about that long.
Yeah. She had a lot of energy. So my husband's home with all the animals.
Yeah. Oh, hey, May, can you go grab that? That would be super awesome.
That
could you answer it for me, please? Thank you. That's awesome.
Yes.
Should I pause?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Pause. Hold on. We're gonna take just a second. There we go. Just took it off pause.
That's perfect.
Perfect. I don't usually hit pause. Anyways, I had a phone call I had to take.
Yep.
So we just something we gotta take care of later, but. For right now,
It's
all about you guys.
All 10 of you.
All 10 of you listeners.
Actually, Sheila's not listening.
She will by Friday.
Oh, okay.
For sure. Yeah.
That's true.
So,
what else is there to do here? There's a Build-A-Bear here.
There is. They have their own Build-A-Bear with their own bears.
Yes. And there's crazy little squirrels.
And I know. I kind of wanted one of the squirrels, but I really just don't need another stuffed animal in my
house. My only issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I have 4 dogs that will eat the stuffed animals.
Oh, that's true, because they think they're toys.
Because almost everything in the house are. Other than the cats.
The cats can
be
toys.
They have figured out that those aren't toys.
Well, some of them could be toys.
Oh, I highly doubt it. I mean, they try to be. I'm sure the dogs have tried for them to be toys, but they have rejected that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cats do not want to be playthings for the dogs.
No. I think it's actually vice versa, because sometimes I put the leashes on the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Let them drag them around the house and let the cats play with them.
Yeah. That's nice. They've done that at my house, too.
It's really nice for the kittens.
Oh, I know. They love that.
Patron really hates it.
Yeah. Sometimes I think Patron hates coming to my house because the cats are not nice to him.
But you should see how excited he is before we go.
I know.
I mean, we're talking, it's usually, he does these 360 circles.
Yeah.
And his cute little excited barky thing all the way to the door. Usually it's from the kitchen because I grab his collar and his leash, and he knows it's game time at that point that he gets to go. He sees me drop it in my purse, and then he literally is doing donuts from my kitchen all the way to my front door.
Oh.
With this little happy thing. And then he's so happy. He gets in the car. He's so excited.
Oh, so. Baby.
And then he gets there and the cats eat his food. They come up and act like they want to smell his nose and play nice, and they whack him in the face.
Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
And he doesn't even make eye contact with them.
He won't. He won't look at him on purpose.
Unless they're tricking him into thinking they're going to nose touch.
So they smack him in the face.
All my dogs are trained in the etiquette of cat greeting. They understand you have to touch the nose and then smell the butt.
Yeah.
That's how this works.
If only humans were just that easy.
Touch the nose, smell the butt. And noses I don't want to touch on humans. Can you imagine touching someone's nose? There are so many snotty, disgusting bat in the cave noses.
What did you call a bat in the cave?
That's what you call a booger.
Oh.
Because it looks like a bat hanging from a cave.
I've not heard that before.
Does it make sense?
Oh, my God. So I'm learning all kinds of stuff from you tonight.
I know, huh? If I ever tell you, hey, Cob, you got a bat in the cave.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'll remember that. That might take me a minute, but I'll remember.
Yes. You'll remember now.
So next weekend, Heather and I will be doing our Great Pumpkin Run.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have done. This is the third year.
What else are we doing? Starting on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. So
no more chicken nuggets for us for a week.
No more chicken nuggets. I know last time we said that we would go vegan for a week. And so on Tuesday, we are going to start that week.
Yes.
Of veganism. And so we've been talking a little bit about what that's going to look like. So, yeah, no chicken nuggets. And lots of other stuff we like to eat, like eggs. No eggs. So I'm trying to make sure Heather doesn't just live on peanut butter.
Hey guys, it's probably going to happen.
For a week, because that's just a lot of peanut butter.
I don't know anywhere to go around this.
We'll find something else for you to eat.
Okay.
It's going to be okay. So, yeah. Oreos are vegan. Megan says Oreos are vegan.
I don't think I can eat that still.
She can't have the flour. She's basically gluten-free vegan, which leaves almost nothing to eat.
And I don't eat meat really at all anyway, but I eat a shit ton of eggs.
I know.
And so some chicken.
Yeah.
I basically eat poultry products.
Yeah.
You know, eggs and chicken.
Yeah. So
and turkey.
You got to cut that out for a week. And we'll keep a journal of everything we eat.
Mine's easy.
So you have to, but you still, I want you
peanut
to write
peanut butter
it
sandwich
down.
On sandwich. Sandwich
I want you
thin.
To write it down so that you understand how much peanut butter you're eating.
I already know it's going to be about 6 tablespoons a day.
Okay.
Because that's 2 tablespoons per serving. Every time I do it, that's 6 tablespoons a day.
Uh huh.
So multiply that by what?
7.
How many calories are in my peanut butter?
It's 210 calories in
for
two tablespoons.
No, mine's not. Mine's 198.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't buy that stir shit.
The stuff without the sugar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you buy the stuff with the sugar.
It doesn't have that much sugar.
It has
It's one
sugar.
Of the last ingredients
you
on
need
there.
To, it, you need
I
to.
I can't do it, Kobe.
You need to do it.
I can't.
Okay, so we will keep a journal of everything that we eat for a week.
I'm going to cheat and do mine early, just like the scrapbooking shit.
No. I'm going to be cooking some stuff for you.
Okay. How am I going to get it?
I just go by my house and get it.
Okay,
I'll just leave it for you, or come by my work. I'll bring it to work.
I could do that, too.
So it'll be good, and it will not be peanut butter.
Okay. I'm still going to eat peanut butter every day, though. I don't have to eat it for all the meals.
1 week of veganism, Great Pumpkin Run, our third year. Virtual. Mm-hmm.
Which we always go out to breakfast afterwards.
We usually have lots of eggs.
My breakfast
and
this
sausage
year.
Gravy.
Well, you have sausage gravy. I always have sausage. I always
bacon.
Have sausage.
And
yes.
You're not going to have any of that.
No, I'm thinking I'm going to have a mimosa.
Do English muffins have any eggs in there?
No, you're going to have it's a bread product.
I know, but some breads are made with eggs. You have to check.
I will check that.
Okay.
I don't think my English muffin I use at home do.
Okay. I'll have to check. So you get an English muffin with jelly on it and fruit, right? That's about it. Hash browns.
It's probably going to be hash browns and fruit and a mimosa. We could have pancakes, but I can't really eat pancakes. You can have French toast, but I can't eat the French toast.
Oh, did you say oatmeal?
Oatmeal. I'd probably do oatmeal and hash browns.
Okay.
And fruit.
Okay.
Still way a lot of carbs.
Yeah. Yeah. We're trying to avoid carbs when we're doing the vegan thing. So.
I know.
But we'll figure it out.
Well, the next time. So this one. Okay. Our next podcast will be done with it because we're not going to be doing it. Once we get to the Tuesday, the second Tuesday, we're done.
Then we'll be done.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be by the time we record again, we'll be done.
Okay.
That's not very long at all.
I mean, this is just a lot of shit to do to me in a week. I mean, you made me do a bucket. I had to keep up with scrapbooking for 3 days, which I did kick ass today.
Which you did.
Yesterday, I was a little struggle. Friday was a complete hot mess, but I got her done.
You totally wrestled that to the ground.
Yeah. I mean, I was still getting that thing done with the last few seconds of the class today, but I got her done. I did win prizes.
You did win prizes.
I won 2 prizes.
You did. Well, our table won a prize. You
won I won 3.
Individual prize, and you got that other one. So you had 3.
Yeah. But I did not win the grand prize, and it disappointed me, Kobe.
I know. I really wanted it.
Because, I wanted one of us to win because we already had a good deal on this.
I know. I know.
If one of us won, we were still going to split the cost of the second one.
Yeah.
But we'll be back next year.
We will be back next
year. Possibly in January. We're going to see. We're going to think about it because we actually have our lodge trip.
Yeah, they have a 1-day scrapbooking thing again in January, but we're not sure if we want to go.
We want to go, but we don't want to go.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
We have to drive over here again in January, which I'm not.
And pay for another hotel.
We're
spending 5 days at the lodge this year.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll think about that.
We will. It's going to depend on this cash flow.
Yeah.
So Christmas, guys. I mean, send us money.
Yeah. Yeah. Send us gifts of money. That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much our trip here.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun. The Great Wolf Lodge. If you have small children, by all means, bring them here and let them run around screaming because that's what the other children are doing. If you don't have small children, don't come here.
No.
Because you'll hate yourself.
Yes. I mean, I work with kids, but this has been a struggle this weekend.
Yeah, it's been a real struggle for me. And there's just a lot of people. It's like a miniature Disneyland here.
Yeah, but it's not Disneyland.
Yeah.
There's no happy bubble.
There's no happy bubble.
I mean, it's a pissed off bubble walking around this place. I even did angry humming while I sleep.
She does in her sleep. She was didn't even know she was doing it. She was angry humming.
Well, I usually have happy hums.
Yeah. This was an angry hum.
Yep. It changes with my mood. Yep. It's a growl. Thor calls that the growling.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's the only one he hears most of the time.
The angry growl.
Poor Thor. All righty. Well, I hope everybody has a great week, and thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, and let us know. We've already got one request, but if anybody else has any items for a winter bucket list.
What's our one request that we've gotten so far?
We got a list from Robin.
Okay.
For the winter bucket list, since the summer one's over. So if anybody else has any suggestions, we could do a fall/winter bucket list and just combine them.
Do you want to? We should build a snowman.
Yeah, that's going to be on the list.
And then sing the song while we do it.
Yes.
And do you want to build a snowman?
And we have to go sledding.
That sledding's on a list of things I'm not supposed to do.
Okay, we'll find a soft hill for you.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of snow on the bottom.
A lot of snow.
Powder.
It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do that. You know, there's some other things.
Don't you want to go skiing?
No, I really don't.
No?
Nope.
You can sit on the skis and slide down. It'd be like sledding.
People that ski run into trees and die. So
they really don't. I've ran into trees like about 4 or 5 times.
I'm not going to go skiing.
I fucking hugged a tree once. Like we're talking a ski pole on each side of this trunk.
Yeah. I am not going to Sonny Bono myself on some skis. So that's a negatory on that one.
Do you guys hear what a hypochondriac actually is?
That's not a hypochondriac. I don't think I'm sick. I just don't want to die.
Are you listening, Kathy? She's still alive.
What?
She has seasons passes to Mission Ridge every year.
Who?
Kathy.
Oh, well.
And she's not dead.
I know, but I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying if I did it, that would happen to me.
No, I'd do what my dad did. I'd connect a pole with some rope, and I'd have the other pole. You'd be in the middle of the ropes, holding your little pole.
Yeah,
and I'd be able to steer you.
I have no desire to ski.
And I could stop you.
Absolutely.
Plus, if you see a tree, and you can't stop, and you're heading there, you fall down. You just lean over to this. It doesn't hurt. You just lean. It's way harder on a snowboard, in my opinion. But skiing, you just kind of lean over a little bit and just gracefully touch your side down to that, and it's done. To the snow.
Yeah, I would not fall like that. Oh. I would break my leg trying to not run into the tree and die.
It's true. All right. Well, we will talk about the winter bucket list.
Yeah.
That'll be part of the agenda, and we will come up with another really awesome. Hopefully, we had high expectations for the Area 51. It kind of failed.
Yeah, they did. That was so disappointing.
We might have to go back to Florida Man.
Yeah. Because
there was a rumor going around that a Florida Man died in Area 51, and we can't find that story anymore. So I think it was a hoax. It.
The closest we came was the Canadian guy that peed on the fence. So
yeah, I mean, so pretty sure Florida Man's still going. So, dude, keep promoting those awesome stories for us, and we're going to find them, and we'll talk about them.
Yeah, so
we could do a full thing on Florida Man.
We could do a full thing on Florida Man.
We've done trivia with Florida Man.
We have. So maybe we'll do Florida Man next time.
I mean, there's so many shit we could talk about with Florida Man.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Yep.
Everybody have a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, peace out.